Watch the Throne, released in 2011, is the first collaboration album by rappers Kanye West and Jay-Z. In this album, the duo take a different approach to the typical music remix, working their own raps over samples of the music of older musical legends. The result? A personal pump-up favorite of mine is an album filled with loud bass and crisp beats. If I have any criticism, it is that the boys relied too heavily on the work of the old masters and did not contribute enough of their own creative juices. The song Otis is named for musician Otis Redding and uses his 1932 single, Try a Little Tenderness, which has been altered and sounds more digital and repetitious. Let's get real. When I sing along to this number, I'm belting out the rap but have no idea what they're trying to say. They mention Mercedes cars quite a bit. I don't see any deep message coming through. Nonetheless, the mix of old music and new rap is quite refreshing.
It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. No, girl, they don't forget it.
Sweet, don't you agree?
Based on Flex Pavilion's I Can't Stop, Who Gon' Stop Me is one of the weakest songs on the album. The song's message is to live for today and do it if it feels good. There's a focus on having money, expensive jewelry, cars, and women. Despite the poor message in the lyrics, the background sampling is interesting, producing a more digital sound than any other track on the album. Caution, be ready to press fast forward, because the constant chanting of stop can easily give you a grueling headache.
Who gon' stop me, huh? Yeah, who gon' stop me? No brakes, I need State Farm. So many watches, I need 8 arms. One neck, but got 8 charms. Who gon' stop me?
Paris was one of the biggest party hits of 2011, and I can understand why. This is one of the very few original songs on the album with no audio tracks borrowed from other artists. The song is infused with pounding bass and 9 notes that once they get stuck in your head, may never escape. Paris has both a catchy tune and catchy lyrics. Cray, a word originated by Jay-Z in this song, changed the way teenage girls speak today. All of a sudden, everyday chores like walking the dog or taking out the trash became so cray. To translate for the over 25 crowd, cray is an abbreviated term for crazy. The ultimate segment of this song is the ending. The background acoustics begin to sound like a fuzzy TV while Kanye West repeats the phrase, "Don't let me get in my zone," which I paraphrase as, "Don't make me mad and put me in my element."
My zone, don't let me get in my zone, don't let me get in my zone. The stars is in the building, they hands to the ceiling. I know I'm about to kill it. How you know I got that feeling? You are now watching the throne. Don't let me into my zone, don't let me into my zone. I'm definitely in my zone.
Watch the Throne gets a 7 out of 10 on my scale. The beats of each song are phenomenal, and I find their new style of remixing refreshing. This album is great for a long jog, getting pumped for your big game, or just gearing up for a long night of homework. I look forward to their next collaboration, where hopefully they will do a little more collaborating and a little less borrowing.